Welcome to the podcast series from Tripure, where we discuss everything related to the future of corporate travel, travel bots, AI, ML, analytics, and more.
Welcome again, Geeta.
Nice to hear. Thank you very much.
In conclusion to our entire series, the last question. And this is purely from a visionary context. You've seen so many years in this space, and you've seen so many players out there making changes to the ecosystem. As you rightly said, from an agent to a test book tool, you've seen the entire evolution. So in your scheme of things, what is the next revolutionary change that you expect out of travel technology, given now that you've also seen the COVID situation?
That's a pretty good question. You literally, you touched raw now here. That you made that genie and Aka conversation come alive, I guess. My wishes to be the command of a technology supplier, greedy that one they are dealing with. I would say, today, no touch is everyone says and wishes for, correct? But I would like to go a step ahead. So I'll say, can we do with voice like Google Assistant or Siri does that? Can we do that? It is there, but then in travel field, we don't have anything of that sort. Can we create something like that? It could be a next step. I don't have to even to look at the phone. I just have to pick up the phone and I order things what I want, or discuss with you and have a chat like a friend. And I say, hey, this is what I'm planning. What do you think? Can we look at that? Can you clearly throw the best option searching, all that is available? So I don't have to research multiple sites. I don't have to say this can be secure, this has to be there. And just you have to say, hey, you know what? Duty of care is taken care. This is secured for you, this is seamless, and you're, sitting at home or you're back home. This is, end to end what I talk about, right? And I don't want to keep memorizing what I want to do, or reminded, okay, this is your next moves you have to do. Can that drive me through? So without any, too many things I'm saying, I know, Saljit, but you have asked the question and you have left it open for me. So I can be a little open, I guess. That's where I'm saying all this. So policy and compliance. I hate to read those 30 pages, 40 pages each policy or a compliance guidelines comes in. So, and also with the law of land. Can it be told to me when I'm saying, hey, this is not in your policy, this is not compliance, what you're doing? And when I go to say, they say that, right? Be a Roman when you're in Rome. So it tells me what Roman does when I go to Rome. So that I don't be a butt of joke when I go there. Can it do something like that? It's like, I don't know, maybe expecting one of me, replication of me standing out, having no job only to deal with me. Maybe that's what I'm looking at an AI. And safety and care of me, don't have to bother. Don't even go there, it's a challenge. And multiple options to play around. So in this way, what I'm looking at, any solutions, which has to be an end-to-end, and no piecemeal, for heaven's sake, no way. No, don't give me only this I can take. This I can't take it, no way. And also I look at, if I have to be a final statement here, can the technology look like a pleasant and blue ocean with hidden treasure in it than the picture it appears to be? It looks like an engine which is being put together. That's what the technology picture it shows. Anywhere in the world, when you see the technology, there is a lot of engines and they are being set together. That's called technology. But I would like to look at a different picture. When I say different picture, it means a lot. Oceans are too huge and there is a lot many things, and it is sustainable and it is a beautiful world to be there. That's what I look for. It's an end-to-end. I don't have to pick up my finger to do things. It does with my voice. Like I talk to anybody, the same way the technology can understand what I talk and do things for me and close it and bring me back home safely. And if there is a challenge, it alerts me and prompts me and tells me, okay, this is what is next. You are getting late for a meeting, or it's getting, it could be anything. It should combine collaborate with everything what I do today. It could be my personal stuff as well as the business stuff. Can it be a one solution?
So this is a big dream. So you're essentially saying that, I mean, if I may put correctly, if I'm wrong, you are looking at, you want to just stick to looking at the beautiful Porsche car and not look at the engine under the hood. You want to just enjoy the experience of that curve, but not those pipes and cables under the hood.
Yeah, and also those, you know, that cycle stuff that they show it, it's so pathetic it looks. It makes you look like lifeless and no funless. And life has to be with an experience where one life you live, with an experience, with the calm and the peace, and you want to connect with the nature. Those are the things. And every customer looks at a beautiful life. And I think that is what I want to give it through the technology, which they don't seem to be understanding, I guess. And, you know, can we make that happen? I'm sure it's a lot of work to do, and it's not yet there. We surely should work. And I think we should set our eyes high on that point so that we surely achieve. And I'm sure this is not, you know, not possible kind of. It is doable. Only thing is some dreamers you need to achieve it. And for that dreams, you can always, you know, look at me. I can give you more dreams. I love dreaming beautiful things for people to be happy. And anytime that can add some value for technology, you know, I would love to do it. I seriously would love to do it because that's my experience. That's my way of looking at things. If I want technology, what it can do. And the same thing I would like to pass on to any customers I have as my travelers or a company or an organization where I work. I love to part with that kind of an idea so that they come back with that beautiful experience. And, you know, they say, hey, this was the best I had. So if we have to do that, technology can really, really fulfill our dreams. 100% I can do
that. So essentially, technology of the future for you is that one super smart, most intelligent secretary that can help you and guide you through your travel across the phone call.
I'll change a bit. It wouldn't be a secretary for sure. Okay. If it's Gita, there is a replica of Gita. Because only Gita can understand Gita. Mm-hmm. Right? Without any responsibilities, but then mind to understand what this person needs and drives it for my good. I can trust on my own shadow rather than anybody else. I think that's how people think today. So I want to give them. So creating you, you know, outside you to help you, I would say that.
So a user profile and an empathy around the user behavior is very, very important.
That's so true. That you said it, you literally nailed on it. Yeah, a person would always believe in himself, and then we want to give him that he can believe a technology which works like him, thinks like him, feels like him. That's where
awesome. I am. Yeah. I'm sure that believers like you and advocates like you, I'm sure the travel technology will head there soon. I'm sure a lot of people will be inspired from what you have said today. Many people must be making it, many people start making it. But the fact that you have said so much over the last so many sessions, I'm sure will be an inspiration to many that there is a need and there are takers and there are believers who believe in the future of technology.
You're so right, Saljit, because the opportunities are so many today. The COVID has driven us to so many opportunities in technology. The small players, they can come up. And I always wonder, why don't all the technology companies collaborate and work for a solution, right, together? Because everybody has one piece. Can we all connect? I mean, that's my dream. I know it's not a business mind thinking, and I know what I'm thinking. But then in that COVID situation, I think more of us are depending on something which can be supported wherever we are and end to end. And I think so many opportunities. I can see myself, I feel that all those guys who say today I'm not in a job or I want to start something on my own. So many things to offer to the companies. You know, companies are looking for any opportunities to grab and do things, make their life simpler. Look at how to make life simpler. What are the nuances in the industry? Address those and provide those and discuss, market it and sell it. And I think we do things and we don't talk about it. We have capacity. We don't want to work beyond a point. we think are, you know, that we see that in Sanskrit, Kukmanluk, that's a frog in a well. We should be a fish in a sea to see what all the opportunities we have. I think that's the mindset we need to change. And I think surely, you know, India can boast a lot of technologies because all our technology heads are in abroad. I think I'm sure, you know, having such minds here, we will have beautiful solutions. Only thing, we work together. That's it.
Wonderful. So these have been great sessions with you, Geeta. We are really very, very excited to bring out your thoughts out there in the open. And we're so happy that you have agreed to collaborate with us to voice out the future of technology for the whole world.
Anything for the travel world and anything for the industry, I'm always there. Anybody can reach out to me for any time, for sure. I would love to be a part of a growing industry to let them know we are there.
Thank you once again, Geeta. Thank you once again on behalf of all of us. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Sajid and the team. I really appreciate these efforts. I'm sure they're all going to be benefited. Thanks a ton. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by Tripure, a leader in AI and ML-based corporate travel solutions, specially designed for business travelers, CFOs, HR teams, and travel admins. Check us out at www.tripure.com and don't forget to subscribe to our social channels.